400 strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium, 225
grams of magnesium, 3 grams of magnesium. Hang on. I've got a pen.
Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was the recipe?
That's the recipe.
Oh,
if you would like a more simple solution, then you can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondents from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
Of course, one of the overriding questions on this day of 31st of January 2020, in light of previous podcasts, etc., is should we actually refer to our next wonderful mini lecture as the unstoppable, and not the indefatigable, the unstoppable Dennis Gore? Because the last couple of times, as you may well have gathered, he has just gone on and on, and it's relentless, Dennis. But you know, we've had to even pull the plug to you to do various other bits and pieces. But you've got a full 25 minutes today. So first of all, good morning. How are you?
Mighty fine, sir. Mighty fine.
Good.
And on February the 6th, which was unfortunately the date of the Munich air disaster, it was also the date when King George the 6th died, and it was the date when me, Dennis the Chemist, was born. February the 6th, 1941. So I'm coming up 79.
There you are.
So I'm taking Pharma Nord products, so I only feel 20. And I'm still working. I don't know how many pharmacists are still working. I can now say next year I'll be 80. And I don't know how many chemists are still working. But taking Pharma Nord products the last 25 years since I met Pharma Nord, they've definitely helped me maintain good health. The whole thing as you pass through life is to maintain good health. I mean, with this terrible virus which is sweeping the world at the moment, it's a catastrophe. And unfortunately, the people who seem to be succumbing to the problem most are people who are not in good health, people who are very young because their immune systems haven't fully built up yet, and of course people as they get older their immune system goes weaker. So it is important to maintain good health, and sitting here surrounded by cuttings from the newspapers, most of which have appeared in the newspapers in the last week or 10 days since we last spoke. So I can look through these cuttings and relate the cutting headings to how people could be helped if they took certain of this range of health products made by Pharma-Nord, this Danish company who impressed me when I first met them. It must be 26, 27 years ago when I first met them, and I found out that they actually make their products to pharmaceutical standards. In every pharmacy, we're surrounded by hundreds of medicines, and they're all made to pharmaceutical standards. We don't think about the quality. We know it's there. And when I realized that Pharma-Nord were making health products, they have over 40 products using vitamins, minerals, herbs. They have over 40 products from ingredients from all over the world, and they're making them to pharmaceutical standards. So I started to promote this company, Pharma-Nord, whose products you can buy in your local pharmacy, in your local health food store. Go in and ask them, do you have the Pharma-Nord range, the range that are made to pharmaceutical standards? And they will have them. I know, because I've lectured for Pharma-Nord in 26 cities over the years, in England, Ireland, Scotland, Wales. I've even lectured in Fuengirola, Spain, to English-speaking people on Pharma-Nord products. And they have sent me over the years to many countries to hear lectures by world-famous people on how to maintain good health. And Pharma-Nord have lent themselves to making products which cover what these lecturers are talking about. I can't believe it when I say it aloud, but I've been to Boston, Germany, Italy, London, Los Angeles, Prague, Belgium, Sweden, Seville, Bologna, even Lapland, and culminating in learning about Pharma-Nord products. So yes, that's a big plug for Pharma-Nord, but they deserve it because they are amazing products helping to maintain good health. So looking at some of the newspaper cuttings, there's one here. It says, healthy habits such as drinking alcohol in moderation, staying slim, and exercising for at least 30 minutes a day could extend people's disease-free life by up to a decade being 10 years. So if you look after yourself, of course, as people get older, things do go wrong in their body. Just like if you buy a brand new car and as it gets older, things will go wrong. And if you don't look after your car and service it, it will go wrong quicker with major, bigger faults. But if you look after the car, check the tires, do the oil, check the engine, have it serviced, etc., it will last longer and break down less frequently. And it's the same with your body. And this little article goes on to say, experts found that people who led a healthy lifestyle could expect to enjoy many more years of good health than those who smoked, drank too much, or were overweight. And the study was published in the prestigious journal The British Medical Journal, the BMJ. And it included data for more than 110,000 people. Men who smoked more than 15 cigarettes a day, and obese men and women with their BMI, that's a number that we can work out by measuring your height and your weight, and by doing a simple sum, they get a number. If the number's under 25, you're healthy. If your BMI is 25 to 30, then you're heading for problems, because that number could even lead to the fact that you can become diabetic. When your BMI is up, it means you're not in a good state of health and you're more prone to diabetes and getting cancer. And if your BMI is over 30, then you become not just fat in the 25 to 30 number, you become obese. And when you get up into the 39, you become very obese. And then this little article also said, men who smoked more than, men who smoked more than 15 cigarettes a day, and obese men and women with a BMI over 30 had the worst chances of living a disease-free life. Men who smoke more than 15 cigarettes a day and obese men and women with a BMI over number 30, they were obviously obese, had the worst chance of living a disease-free life. Using that fact about BMI, this article, which was in the Daily Mail this week, the headline, just 2% of children's packed lunches are healthy. 2%. I mean, a percent is out of 100. So 2% means 2 out of 100. So just 2 kids' packed lunch that were looked at in an experiment, just 2%, 2 in 100, had healthy packed lunch. And there was a picture of what is in our kids' lunch boxes, and 28% of the lunch boxes had crisps. 46% had fizzy drinks. Now, if the fizzy drinks got sugar, like Coca-Cola, one can has 8 spoons of sugar. You would never say to your child or grandchild, come on, darling, have your sugar. I don't want sugar, Dad or Granddad. No, you must have 8 spoons. Come on, here's a teaspoonful of white sugar. And eat it. And here's a second spoon, eat it. And here's your 7th spoon. And you're, I don't want it. They're spitting it out. But when it's dissolved in water and coloured, it's called Coca-Cola. And you're drinking it, and you're giving them 8 spoons of sugar. It's the same with the Mars bar. It's 7 to 8 spoons of sugar and Kit Kat and Bounty and chocolate and sweets and cakes. They're all full of sugar. And sugar is now thought of by scientists as the new nicotine. We're trying to stop people smoking because of the horrors what it does to your lungs and your entire body, and things like lung cancer and amputated legs when it ruins the circulation. But to give, you know, a Mars bar, a Kit Kat, a Bounty. And he said here, in the kids' lunchboxes, when they did the analysis, 52% had sweets. And it shows, amongst the sweets, chocolate. 24% of lunchboxes had cakes and biscuits. It's all sugar and fat. So you can see the problem that we should be having the Mediterranean diet, which is lean meat occasionally, plenty of oily fish, and fruit and vegetables. Fruit and vegetables are the mainstay of a good diet. You know, you hear the expression, are you getting your 5 fruit and veg a day? We need fruit and veg. It gives us things called antioxidants. Antioxidants stop aging, disease and cancer. And Pharmanord products in particular have wonderful antioxidant products. If the phrase antioxidants, anti means against, and oxygen actually means against oxygen. Now everybody listening, and everybody in the world, 7.5 billion people, are all breathing at the moment 12 to 18 times a minute. And what are they breathing in? Oxygen. And I've just said that we need to take antioxidants because oxygen damages us. Well, we've got no choice. We do have to keep breathing oxygen. But you know yourself, you answer the phone while you're eating an apple, you put the apple down, you say, yes, I'm coming tonight, if the train's early, the train's late, I'll be there, I won't let you down. You speak for a minute, and you pick up the apple again when you put the phone down, and it's gone brown. It's been oxidised, it's been damaged. And then when you scratch your car, and you leave it in the rain, you forget about it. You, 3-4 days later, oh, I never covered that with the latest spray. I could have stopped the rust. The rust started. Oxygen causes rust. All the rust is caused by oxygen. It's called oxidative damage. So we get oxidative damage. But Pharmanord make products to pharmaceutical standards which help to prevent and reverse the oxidative damage. So their product, BioSeleno Precise, has the mineral selenium. And Great Britain has the lowest levels in the soil when the planet was formed 4 billion years ago. Its lowest levels in the world as a country of selenium. We only get 31 micrograms a day. So if you ask in the shops for BioSeleno Precise, or they also make BioSelenium with zinc, where they've combined it with zinc and vitamin B6 and other ingredients, all antioxidants. And this will greatly help by stopping the oxygen damage to your body. In fact, combined with one of their other antioxidants, the substance that I've mentioned many times is called Q10. Now, Q10 is a molecule that's made in your liver. It's also found in small amounts in food, but most of your Q10 is made in your liver. And you need Q10 to create energy. And as you age, your liver, where it's made, makes less Q10. And the older you get, the lesser and lesser amounts of Q10 you're making. And it does two things. It makes energy from the food that you eat in your mouth and the oxygen you breathe up your nose. Those two substances are joined together in your cells. You'll never guess how many cells you've got. Not 30 million, not 30 billion, but 30 trillion. That's like number one with 13 zeros after it. That's a massive number. And that's the number of little engines in your body called mitochondria. You may have heard that word. You have billions of mitochondria, and that's where your food that you eat and the oxygen you breathe are joined together to make a substance called ATP. I know you all know water is H2O and oxygen is O2. You did that at school in biology and chemistry. But the energy molecule ATP, adenosine triple phosphate. And when you need energy, you break this molecule, triple phosphate, and it becomes a double phosphate. And then the next second it goes back to being a triple. So you break it to double, build it up to triple, triple, double, double, triple, triple, double, triple. And that molecule, you make half your body weight every day. So if I weigh 12 stone, I'll make 6 stone today of this molecule ATP. But you can only make it, listeners, depending on the levels of the substance made in your liver called Q10. So Pharmanord have made Q10. It's in a capsule. Bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram. That's the one. You go in your pharmacy, you go in your health food store, and you say, can I have this top brand made in Denmark to pharmaceutical standards called Bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram? And you ask for BioSelenium Precise to give you selenium, or you can combine it with other things. Pharmanord make BioSelenium with zinc and vitamin B6 and a few other minerals. And a trial in Sweden that I had the honour of being sent to 10 years ago was elderly people in my age group. As I say, next week I'm 79. I can't believe it because I feel young because I'm on these Pharmanord products. This is the sound of my desk. That's it. That's the desk. This is me thumping my six-pack. why have I still got a six-pack at 79? Because when you take this Q10, it stops muscle loss. The medical name for muscle loss is sarcopenia. That's the big problem of old age. Elderly ladies playing bingo, when they shout house, they've got bingo wings. And when they trip up in that age group, one in five who've had a new hip because they had no muscles to steady themselves when they were falling, one in five, unfortunately, with a successful new hip, will actually succumb to pneumonia because they're in the hospital. But the only reason they were in the hospital when they tripped up was they didn't have enough muscle. The medical name for muscle loss is sarcopenia. Sarco is Greek for flesh. Penia is poverty. Poverty of flesh is muscle loss. And when we pass the age group, 45 to 55, 55 to 65, 65 to 75, you're losing up to 10% of your muscle. When you get to my age group, next week, 79, next year, 80, when you get to my age group, you can lose up to 30% of your muscle. And unfortunately, people use that term, oh, you're old and doddery, because you're doddery, you haven't got the muscle. But as I said, that's my six-pack. My arms, my biceps and triceps are all like steel, because I've been taking this Q10, and it stops muscle loss, the sarcopenia. So I go off at a tangent, but there are so many advantages of taking Pharmanord products. In fact, in Sweden, when they gave 400 elderly people who were my age group, that's the age group 70 to 88, half the people were on the real selenium tablet from Pharmanord, BioSeleno Precise. It cost 10 pence a day. And they were also on two capsules a day of bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram. And those on the real ones, as opposed to the ones on the placebo, the pretend ones, the dummy ones, the death rate from dying of a heart attack dropped an unbelievable 54%, because they stopped the aging process. Now, I also read, and we all were told, call 999, we were told this week, if you break down on a smart way, a smart M-way. And it looks like they may be stopping these smart M-ways, which millions are being spent on, where they take the inner lane, which was always used as if you broke down, and now there's no inner lane. If you break down, people are being shunted, hit in the back, because there's nowhere to go if you break down, even to change a tire. And it's terrible to read that how serious the problem is, because John Apter, the boss of the Federation, has said that the roads have become death traps. 38 people have been killed in the last 5 years. This Mr. King said smart motorways where the hard shoulder is used as a regular traffic lane to ease congestion could become obsolete within a decade. They are not suitable for electric cars. You can't flat tow some electric vehicle more than 800 meters. Some you can't flat tow at all. So the problem is they will take longer to get off the motorway. But there again, you see, we've got to realize that if there's an error with this problem of smart motor M-ways, then we've got to stop doing that. And our error, in human terms, in our body, is eating the wrong thing, drinking the wrong thing, too much alcohol, smoking cigarettes, that's chopped up tobacco leaves grown thousands of miles away. They don't even grow in England. And this powdered of a leaf is wrapped in white paper, and then people buy them in packets for £8, £9, £10, £11 a day to set fire to. Even firemen wear masks when they go into smoke, and people are still setting fire to these things called cigarettes and breathing in smoke. I mean, I had a new knee 6 months ago, because I delivered oxygen for 40 years to all the smokers. I moved hundreds of tons of cylinders up and down the stairs in people's homes where people are literally dying of lung cancer in their bed because they've been smoking. And I moved hundreds of tons, and now at the young age of 78, that was this year, and next week I'm 79, I had to have a new knee because I realised it had wore my knee out. There was one good headline: cancer hope as lungs of ex-smokers regenerate. Smokers whose lungs have been damaged can still regrow healthy cells, cutting their risk of cancer. Healthy cells are able to replenish the lining of the airways, even in people who've smoked 15,000 packets of cigarettes, that's a pack a day, for 40 years. And 15,000 packets at today's price of £10 a packet is £150,000. So you spend £150,000 and you end up with serious circulation problems, which can lead to amputation legs, serious problems of heart and circulation, and of course lung cancer. So this is good news from the Wellcome Sanger Institute and University College London, UCL. They analysed lung samples from 16 people, including smokers, ex-smokers, people who had never smoked, and children. And they found in former smokers up to 40% of their total lung cells were still healthy, compared to just 10% in current smokers. So in former smokers, up to 40% of their total lung cells were healthy. So this is wonderful news. And Dr. Rachel Orritt from Cancer Research UK, which funded the study, said it's a really motivating idea that people who stop smoking might reap the benefits twice over by preventing more tobacco-related damage to lung cells and by giving their lungs their chance to balance out some of the existing damage with healthier cells. Three-quarters of the UK's 47,000 annual lung cancer cases are caused by smoking. The disease accounts for 21% of cancer deaths. And of course, breathing in toxic air. They predict, the British Heart Foundation said that roughly 40 people a day will die from heart and circulation problems caused by toxic air.
And Dennis, that's where we have to hold it, I'm afraid, because at a day where clearly sombre news for some people, great news for other people, of course, with respect to the Brexit thing, we won't talk about that, no. I think the
great news for everybody, if you take those Farmanaud.
Exactly. That's you read the script. You read the script perfectly. Fantastic stuff. We will speak again, I believe, when you're 80.
No, 79.
Oh, well, there we are, 79. I know, exactly. 79. This is the key
thing.
Next year, that's okay then. Well, then we'll speak again when you're 79.
Yes.
Excellent. Dennis, we salute you. Take care now.
Adios.